Hi, my name is Kelly Vick, and I would like to welcome you to the Veets Group podcast. Today we will be discussing Sightline's Pick, Pack, and Ship module. With me is Vishnu Raman, a senior project manager at Veets Group. Vishnu has a wealth of knowledge regarding Sightline and its features and functionality. Thank you for joining us, Vishnu.
Thank you, Kelly.
So, Vishnu, let's get started. What exactly is the Pick, Pack, and Ship module?
Okay, that's a very good question, Kelly. Pick, Pack, and Ship is a module within Sightline which basically streamlines the picking, packing, and the shipping process. Well, this was introduced back in 8.03.11, and then every release after that has this module. And they've been enhancing this module with every release, so you see newer features in this module. This is going to become the default shipping software for Sightline, so that's one of the good reasons I believe customers should seriously look into this module. And let's see, the Pick, Pack, and Ship module includes a pick workbench, pick confirmation, pack workbench, pack confirmation, and a shipment master. I'll go a little bit into what these mean. Okay, in a pick workbench, what we do is we can review open orders and then assign orders to one or more pick lists. We can assign a picker to a pick list, and then we can also review on-hand inventory for these items. After we get done with the pick workbench, then we go to the pick confirmation, where we can confirm the quantities that have been picked for different items. Then we can also reserve inventory after the picking process. In the pack workbench, we can group one or more pick lists together into a single shipment. We can assign a packer to the pack slip, as well as assign a location for these items to move once they finish packing. When you confirm packing, what you're doing is you're recording how the item will be packed for shipment. And you can also assign a location that needs to be moved to after the pack has been confirmed. The shipment master is the heart of the pick, pack, and ship. This is where you create and manage the different shipments, print the documentations, shipping documentations, and finally you can confirm the shipment, which would essentially perform the CO shipping transaction.
Thanks, Vishnu. How is pick, pack, and ship different from regular order shipping?
Okay, this module basically combines three distinct steps of picking, shipment, and packing. Which used to be how it works in the regular order shipping process, into one streamlined process. Okay. Also, customers previously would have to buy a third-party shipping software such as SpaceJet or InsideShip to streamline their shipping software, but now they can use Pick, Pack, and Ship instead. This process allows us to define the packages and the contents within the packages. And it also allows us to integrate with UPS and the FedEx software so that we can pass the shipment information, get back tracking information and shipping charges, be able to print labels as well as print shipping paperwork.
Great. What are the benefits of Pick, Pack, and Ship?
Okay, Pick, Pack, and Ship is designed to handle picking, packing, and shipping generally in a high-volume environment. But it could be used in a regular manufacturing environment as well. Some of the benefits are: one, it allows you to assign different orders to different pickers, reserve inventory for your picking, print paperwork, different paperwork for shipping such as packing slip, bill of lading, certificate of origin, pro forma invoice. Some of these were not part of the shipping process before, so now that you can do these documentation. Apart from that, you can also print shipping labels that you need for your customers, and also Pick, Pack, and Ship, as I mentioned, integrates with UPS and FedEx so that you can get the freight information and tracking information back to Sightline. I think that's a big benefit of that.
What versions of Sightline offer the Pick, Pack, and Ship module?
Okay, Pick, Pack, and Ship was introduced back in Sightline 8.03.11. And since then, every future release, of course, has this module, and they are adding newer features with every new release. So this is going to be the default shipping software for Sightline in the future.
So this is part of the base Sightline, or do we need to buy an additional module for it?
This is actually part of the base sightline, so there is no need to buy an additional module or a license. So there's no additional investment needed for this. So it's there in your software as long as you're on 803.11 and above. So you can start to use it anytime.
Is there anything I need to know before I make the choice to start using this?
Yes, there is one aspect of this module that is not apparent, and a lot of customers are caught by surprise. That is, it depends on how you do your invoicing process right now. If you use consolidated invoicing, then there is no change for you. But let's say if you use the regular order invoicing credit memo to do your invoices, then it would be a change because this process requires you to move from regular order invoicing credit memo to consolidated invoicing. So that might be a change. So I would suggest that you talk to accounting before you make a final decision on this if moving to consolidated invoicing is going to be an issue.
How can I start to use the Pick, Pack, and Ship module?
Okay, Avith would recommend the following methodology for the implementation. Our suggestion is first you map out your current process of your picking, packing, and shipping, and also look for any labels that you currently print as well as what documentation that you send with the shipping goods. And then you need to also map your future process, how you're going to use it with Pick, Pack, and Ship, and what steps you're going to take, because there are some optional steps there in Pick, Pack, and Ship. So whether you're going to use those optional steps or not, so you need to know that. And you need to know if there's any going to be any changes to the labels or documentation. After you've done that, then I would suggest you pilot the process in a pilot database, of course, and then fine-tune the process. Once you fine-tune the process, then you would finalize the process, train your end users, generate user documentation so they have step-by-step instructions because it's a change for everybody, and then go live on it. So that's the process we would recommend.
How can Veets help in this kind of implementation?
Well, Veets has done several of these pick, pack, and ship implementations, so we can bring some of the best practices to the implementation. Typically, we would start with a site survey and then prepare a project plan. Then we can help you with the current and the future process map. And if you need to modify sightline documentation or labels, we can help with that. And we can also help with piloting, training, and the go-live assistance. Some customers need that, so we can do that. We can also tailor our assistance to as much as you need or as little as you need, so we are totally flexible on that.
Thank you again, Vishnu, for taking the time to talk to us today. If you have further questions or concerns with Sightline's Pick, Pack, and Ship module or any general Sightline questions, please contact Veets Group at 1-877-VEETS-02. Email kvic@veetsgroup.com or visit our website at www.veetsgroup.com. Thank you for listening. We hope you have a wonderful day.